Number 5, the law of correspondence. This law says that your outer world is a reflection of your inner world, and it corresponds with your dominant patterns of thinking. Now, this is an extraordinary principle. This law explains most happiness and unhappiness, most success and failure, most greatness and meanness in life. After years of study in this area, I still stand in awe before this powerful law, like standing and looking out over the vastness of the Grand Canyon. Just think, your outer world reflects your inner world in every way. Nothing can happen to or for you in the long term until and unless it corresponds to something inside of you. Therefore, if you want to change or improve anything in your life, you must begin by changing the inner aspects of your mind. Sometimes this is called your mental equivalent. Your greatest responsibility in life is to create within yourself the mental equivalent of what you want to experience on the outside. The fact is that you cannot achieve it on the outside until you have first created it on the inside. It's very much as though your life is a 360-degree mirror. Wherever you look, there you are. Your relationships, for example, always reflect back to you the kind of person you are on the inside. Your attitude, your health, and your financial conditions are a reflection of the way you think most of the time. The law of correspondence is a foundation principle of virtually all religions and all schools of thought. It's really great news, actually. It is the key to personal freedom and happiness. It's the key to great success and fulfillment. There's only one thing in the world that you can control, and that is the way you think. However, when you take complete control over your thinking, you take control over all the other aspects of your life at the same time. By thinking and talking only about what you want, and by refusing to think or talk about what you don't want, you become the architect of your own destiny. You create your own world.